Welcome, everyone, to episode 15 of Mozo Media Music's Two-Song Shot. I'm Craig Higdon, a.k.a. Stompin' Jim Hambone, and with me is...
Josh Lawrence, a.k.a. JJ Sonic.
This podcast brings you songs you've probably never heard and songs that you've requested we make for you.
Every week, we bring you two featured songs. Could be indie rock, pop, experimental, or ambient polka.
Ooh.
I know.
Once a month, we also featured a custom-made song.
That's right. You, the listener, can ask to have a song made for you. Send us the title of the song and what you'd like the song to sound like, and it could appear on an upcoming podcast. Send the request to music@mozomedia.com or go to our website, www.mozomedia.com/music, and click the Request a Custom-Made Song link at the top.
Ooh, faboo. Our first songs today is a collaboration by two Swedish bands, right?
Yes, it's Boa Constrictor and the Honey Drips with a song called Please Do Not Lie. It was especially made for Between Two Waves, Volume A, a compilation of collaborations put out by the label Eardrums Pop. Let's take a listen.
Thank you.
Well, Josh, I'll admit it. Those Swedes got me moving a little bit.
I know. Yeah, I can't help moving my head a little bit when I listen to that one. I really like that tasty song.
And the tambourine work is fantastic.
Yes.
All right. If you want to hear more of Boa Constrictor or the Honey Drips, go ahead and find them at MySpace. The first one is myspace.com/Boa Constrictor Band. And then try and get the Honey Drips at myspace.com/The Honey Drips.
And you can hear more songs off that compilation. It's filled with a bunch of interesting collaborations between different bands at soundcloud.com/eardrumspop.
All right, up next is a segment we have for weeks when we don't have some brilliant news. Here's some
music trivia.
All right, on August 31st, 2004, the BBC reported on a medical condition called pneumothorax. It was detailed in the medical journal Thorax. Pneumothorax means that literally loud music can collapse your lung.
No!
A 19-year-old's left lung had collapsed while he was driving. The culprit? A 1,000-watt bass box he had hooked up to his car stereo. Three other cases of loud music causing lungs collapses were covered. I quote, "It is thought the intense pulses of low-frequency, high-energy sound causes the lung to rupture because air and tissue respond differently to sound."
So kids, don't stand next to the speaker at the shows. It's not only your hearing that can go, your entire lung.
I wonder if you hold your breath, you're more likely to or less likely to puncture a lung or rupture a lung with
I don't know. I don't know if it's just vibrating through the whole body or if it going through the mouth. It's probably pretty dangerous either way.
All right. Well, hey, if you want to learn more about pneumothorax, we're going to put the link to that article in the show notes. Up next, we have bouncy, bass-heavy electronic music inspired by science fiction art.
It's from the Peppermill Records compilation 12,999, the theme of which is imagining life in the year 2,999. It has futuristic illustrations matching each of the tracks on the comp. For some songs, the illustrator chose to interpret a track, and for others, like this instrumental, the illustration came first. This is called Arca, and it's performed by Alphabet's Heaven, and it's an interpretation of a painting by David Schleinkofer.
You can see the painting at www.peppermillrecords.com/Arca, A-R-K-A. The illustration depicts a spaceship and a foot soldier of some sort fighting on the shores of a rocky lake. A futuristic city in the background and moons and planets in the sky and stars and lots of lasers.
Yeah, there's a big honking laser coming down at the poor foot soldier from the spaceship floating above him. So I think it's kind of a unevenly matched battle. But maybe the song is trying to capture that, or maybe the sound of the laser in the song. You can decide yourself. Let's take a listen. We'll be right back.
Well, I definitely think I could hear some lasers.
Yeah, there were definitely some laser swoops going on there. I think it, and kind of the color palette of the painting, I think, is well represented by that instrumental.
Yeah, definitely. And also, you know, I flipped through while it was going on. I flipped through some of the other illustrations there, and I'd be, you know, really excited to hear some of the songs like for Pet Destroyer, the Akira themed Pet Destroyer, as well as Out of the Unknown, and It Came from the Stars. Great, great names, great art. Look forward to hearing some more of these.
Yeah, I haven't checked out the other tracks either yet, so that's interesting. I really like that idea for an album. Actually, as a kid, there was this book of science fiction art I had called, oh man, is it Beyond Tomorrow? Oh, I'm not going to remember the exact name, but it was filled with great science fiction art that I geeked out on, and I always had this dream of like having an album doing this exact thing of having like a song for my favorite pictures in that book. So these guys are beating me to that idea. Damn them.
Well, get over to www.peppermillrecords.com /ARKA to get that song specifically. Plus check out the rest of this stuff while you're there. If you want to track down more of the artist, it's Alphabet's Heaven. You can find them at www.myspace.com/alphabetsheaven. And check out the rest of the compilation there at www.peppermillrecords.com/$29.99. Up next we have...
What else are you listening to?
All right, so this is the segment where we play you a little sample of something that we don't have the rights to play you the full song, but we can give you a taste. And the focus this time is Ultravox. Now, the band Ultravox I know from the 80s, mostly from this song. So that's that kind of lush pop, you know, early 80s pop sound is what I associate with them. That's the song Vienna from the album of the same title from 1980. And so it was a very interesting surprise when I found out in 1977 they sounded like this.
How can there be anything wrong? Aren't we?
And that's from their 1977 album, Ha Ha Ha. And to drive the point home, here's another track off that album called Fear in the Western World.
Your picture of yourself is a media myth. Underneath this floor, we're on the edge of a cliff. Someone told me Jesus was the devil's lover. While we masturbated on a magazine cover. Dead in the streets, who's that girl?
You know, Josh, I don't know why you're so surprised with that. Weren't you a big fan of Jella Biafra's teen pop album?
I missed that one. Are you talking about Lard, his collaboration with Al Jorgensen?
No, I'm just making it.
Lard!
I'm making it up completely. Hey, do you think that change there is more indicative of a band finding itself or just realizing which side the bread is buttered on in the... in the music industry?
I think it was definitely a number of factors. That album, Ha Ha Ha, and the previous album by Ultravox both didn't do very well financially, I think, so that might have been part of it. But also, the vocalist of the early stuff, John Fox, and the original guitarist, Robin Simon, left before the album Vienna, and Midge Ure, I'm probably totally butchering his name, replaced John Fox as kind of the lead man of the band. So that's the biggest reason for the change in the sound. But even in the earlier stuff, there is seeds of that kind of synth-heavy, lush sound. It's just overwhelmed by lots of bitter, energetic guitar, you know,
crunchy kind guitar. Of,
yeah, despairing, enraged guitar stuff. So, yeah, but it was just a really interesting find for me, just because I had no idea they had that history. And that whole album, Ha Ha Ha, is pretty darn strong, so I recommend it. You can check it out.
Yeah, and if you do want to check it out, you can find Ultravox online at www.ultravox.org.uk. That about wraps up this episode of Mozo Media Music. Remember to email us at music@mozomedia.com and visit our website at www.mozomedia.com/music.
And send in your song requests. Don't forget, we'd love to hear your song requests.
Hey, thanks for listening, everyone. We'll see you in a week.
Bye.